Okay, we're up to the Perek Sheni. Seder Taniyos Ketzer. Okay, the Taniyos will be mentioned in the first Perek. What do you do by these Taniyos Ketzer? Motzinas Ateva L'Rechovo Sheir. You take the Aron Kodesh. They used to call the Aron Kodesh a Teva. That's why the Shatz is called the Yored Lifnei HaTeva. Because they used to have the place where the Shatz stood down. He stands in front of the Aron Kodesh. Not exactly in front of the Aron Kodesh, but off to the side. Yeah? What? Right, Ark, right. So, Motzina Sateva, the Rechov, you bring the Aron Kodesh into the Rechov, the city square. The Nosin Efer Makla Gabi Ateva, and you put ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh. Uberosh HaNasi, and somebody puts ashes on the head of the Nasi, Uberosh HaBezdin, and the head of the Abezdin. And everybody else puts on their own head. The Gemara will discuss each of these things. Hazokin shebehen omer lefneim divrei kvushim. And the zokin shebehen, zokin can mean the oldest one, but also can mean the biggest Talmud Chacham. He says in front of them, divrei kvushim, divrei musar, pressing words. let's see, Rashi till here. Say there, Taniyos Ketzer, Efer Makla, Efer Mamish, means ashes, low offer, and not dirt. Afer Stam who offer, because Afer Stam could mean dirt. The Kishem She'afer Kori offer, just like Afer is called offer, okay, sometimes we use the word offer for ashes. So too, sometimes you can use the word Afer to mean offer, to mean dirt. Yechsiv may offer Sreita Sachatos, just like over there, it's talking about ashes. The ashes of the Paraduma is called offer. Kach offer Kori Afer. So too, it's interchangeable, and sometimes the word for dirt is also afer. So it doesn't mean ashes, it means dirt. The Hainu Diktani, afer makle. That's why over here it had to say afer makle. Afer srefa. Makle means to burn. Kolui means, in Aramaic, means to burn. So it means afer that comes from burning, ashes. I havi tani afer stam, havi mashma offer. The afer makle gnai yoser, may offer, stam. It's more of a gnai to put ashes on you than to put dirt. Will be more meforish my time and also know something. I want to explain the reason why we put ashes on people's heads. Kvushim, lashon atzira, means to press. Kamo machpesh, belaz. Shekovshin es halavos, they press, pressing words, press your heart. Lachzirum mutav, in order to be, the person should do tshuva. Ve'elohen divrei kvushim, achenu, what are the divrei kvushim? What the Mishnah continues to say. Achenu, so he says to the people the following. And some, this was not one set drasha, but these are examples. You know, he said words similar to these. It doesn't say by Nineveh that the Rabban Shem saw their sack and their tainess. He saw that the sack and the tainess had an effect and made them change their words, their deeds. They did tshuva. Uvekabolahu omer. In the Divrei Nevi'im, which is called Kabbalah, and Rashi will discuss why the first one is also Divrei Nevi'im, why isn't that called Kabbalah? The Kabbalah who omer, the kiru levavchem v'abigdeichem, tear your hearts and not your clothing. Okay, let's see, Rashi, the Kabbalah, shahanovi mitzava liYisrael, right, why is it called Kabbalah? Because the Novi is mitzava klal Yisrael, and he was mekabel his dvarim b'kabbalah. All the Divrei Nevi'im were any Mekubal from Har Sinai. That's one reason. Another reason, Kabbalah has another meaning. Aside from that which is received, Kovel means to have tainas on, right, to complain against. The Nevi'im were Kovel on Am Yisrael. They used to complain against the Klal Yisrael that they had a lot of Averas or whatever. So it's called Divrei Kabbalah. The Hiksha Toslos Mandahu, right, this is obviously not from Rashi, it's Hagoh in Rashi. That Tosfos, somebody said, "Ma'ishnor b'haikra the si b'yolna b'yar lohimis v'aseihem, v'lo kori le divrei kabbalah." Why, when the first pasuk brought down from Yolna, didn't call it divrei kabbalah? Only this pasuk, v'lo kori le divrei kabbalah. B'haikra the v'kiru levavchem kori le kabbalah. Tarek and he answered, "Ihu komokum shanovi mitzave umodia umazeres Israel kori le kabbalah." Wherever the navi is giving over a mitzvah, he's commanding to do something. Then his power comes, his authority comes from the fact that he was makabel this nevuah from the Rabbanu Shel Olam and or a Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chol duchta d'lo is kapid Navi. Kihai, wherever the Navi doesn't tell you what to do. Right? Kihai, vayar Elohim, shukumasap, or v'chol, it's only a narrative. It's not telling you to do anything. The yolit mine agav orche milsa lo korin le kabbalah. There's not kabbalah, because the Navi's not giving it to you by his authority as a Navi. The Navi is just telling you something that we can learn something and infer something from. Omdu b'tfila, they start to daven. Morizin lefnei ateva zaken. Again, you put as a shliach tzibur a zaken, the rogil. Right? And we're going to explain what rogil means. Rashi says rogil lehispalil. He's a person who is attuned to davening. He davens often, regularly. Utfilas or shkura b'fiv. In order that his tfila should be, it should flow. Why? Because it's a bad sign. Berachov shel ir, the goli, out in public. The chihach, the amrina, meseches megillah, b'nei ha'ir shemach rechov shel ir. Megillah speaks about the rechov shel. You sell the rechov shel ir. It has a din of davar shebikdusha. It has Kedusha because you use it for a base tefila in the time of what's called the Tanios and Mamados. So the Rechov HaShoir is out the town square. Rogel is Pahal Tefilos HaShkura B'Thiv V'lo Yita. In order that you shouldn't make mistakes, Shekol Chazan Shetoa Simin Ra L'Sholchav. Because if he makes a mistake, it's a bad sign. So therefore we try to get somebody who's not going to make mistakes. V'yeshlo banim, he has children. Ubeiso reikam, and his house is empty. Rashi, ubeiso reikam, mashma dehu ani. He has nothing in the house. He's poor, and therefore he'll daven with more kavana. Ve'ein lo michya bebeiso. He doesn't have parnasa in his house. He doesn't have food in his house. V'gmar mefarish taimachrina. V'gmar explained another reason. Beiso reikam doesn't mean his house is empty of food, but it's a euphemism that he is empty of averus. V'gufo nokim averus shelo chota. But the yotzel of shum shame rab shum averu. He doesn't have no rumors about him on any averu. Kedeshia libo sholim bitfil, in order that he should daven with kavana. So either it's because he's poor or because he's tzaddik. The omer lefneim esrim the arba brachos, and he says 24 brachos. Yud cheshe b'chol yom, the 18 brachos of every day, and even though they added v'lo malshinim, it's still called shmone esrei, right? Umosif aleim od sheish, and he adds an extra six brachas, the Eluhain. Rashi. So what's it called? There's a big shayl in the Rishonim. As we go through this and get through the brachas, we'll see more. But there are about four or five shitas in the Rishonim when you say these brachas. One shita is that you say them in every tefillah on the Tainus. Shachris, Mincha, and what's it called? And Ne'ilah, because they daven Ne'ilah also on these Tanios. Shachris, Mincha, Ne'ilah. Not married. I'm not sure. Remember. Then one shita says that what? Lavdapka. We'll see. Could be everybody says it. Then what's it called? So one shita is that they said it in every davening of these extra six brachas. The second shita was that they said it only at Ne'ilah. A third shita that they said it as an extra Shemona Esrei like Musaf. That's a very difficult sheet because later on the Gemara says the Farish on Tamiyus there was no Musaf. So they didn't add anything. It could be it wasn't called Musaf, it was just an extra Shemona Esrei. So the Shaila was, and some say you only said it in Shachris. So it's Mamash Min HaKotzeh LaKotzeh, all different sheets, when exactly these six extra brachas were added. But you added six extra brachas, the Eluhain. These are the six extra brachas. Zichronos, the Shofros. Zichronos and Shofros, seemingly like Rosh Hashanah with all the Psukim. And some say it's not exactly like Rosh Hashanah, but a different nusach that fit a tainus. But same idea, zichronos and shofros. Then that's two of them. Eil Hashem b'tzorosi li korosi v'ya'aneini. That's the third one, right? That when I called out to the Rebbeinu Shem, it's a tehillim, kufchaf, right? So they said that tehillim and a similar tefillah that fit that kapitel tehillim. And we'll see what the end of the bracha was in the end of the Mishnah. Eso Einal Heharim, that's Kufchaf Aleph. That was the fourth bracha. was centered around the Tehillim Esa Eina Elehorim. Then Mimamakim Krosicho Hashem, that's Kuf Lamed. That was the fifth bracha. Tefillah Lo'ani Kiyatov. And the sixth one was centered around the Tehillim, Tefillah Lo'ani Kiyatov. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loha Yitzarech Lomar Zichronos V'Shofros. Rabbi Yehuda said that they didn't say Zichronos V'Shofros. Some say that he says you didn't have to say it, but you could say it. Some say he said Bedavki didn't say it. He didn't say Zichronos V'Shofros on a Tainus. Ela Omer Tachtein. So what was instead of Zichronos V'Shofros? Rav Kiyeh Ba'aretz, Dever Kiyeh. That's what's it called in Malachim. Shlomo HaMelech said that there'll be a Rav, people come to Daven by the Beis HaMikdash, so that portion of Nach, the bracha centered around that. And Asher Hoya Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyah Al Divrei HaBatzoros, right? And the second bracha was from centered around the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Asher Hoya Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyah Al Divrei HaBatzoros, right? When there was a famine, a drought. The Omer Chosmeim. And you ended off each of these six extra brachas with a special chosima. Al Rishonah Hu Omer, Mishonis Avron Bahara Moriah Hu Yanenu. Yaneschen. So Rashi explained what the connection is, but the Gemara is going to go through this anyway later. On the first one, which was Zichronos, right, according to the Tanakhama, you said Mishonis Avrom, the Chazan would say Mishonis Avrom of Inu Bahara Moriah, Hu Yane Eschem, the Yishma Kol Tzaakaschem Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Ato Hashem, Goel Yisrael. This is not the first of the six brachas. This one is on Re'enu Vanyenu. You started to be Marech in Birchas Geula, Re'enu, and then you added six more extra long brachas after that. But you added into Goel Yisrael too. In many places they say Slichas in Shmoneh Esrei, not many places, some places they say Slichas in Shmoneh Esrei, and they say it between Goel and Rofe, where Anenu is, so they said this also. And some say that this is Tak Anenu, that this was just an extended version of Anenu, which is between Goel and Rofe. Others say they didn't say Anenu when they said these six extra brachas, right, because it says only Shmoneh Esrei, otherwise it's Chai Esrei plus six. They didn't say a bracha of what's it called, Oneh Beis Tzara. Instead, they said these six brachas. Okay. Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. That was the in Geula. Then the second one, which is the first of the six, Al Hashniyah Hu Omer Mishonis Avoseinu Al Yamsu Hu Yaneh Eschem VeYishma Kol Tzaakoschem Hayom Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem Zocher Hanishkochos, which is Zichronos. Right, and some have the girsa not zocher hanishkachos, because the girsa of Zichronos on Rosh Hashanah is zocher habris. So some have that girsa here, and some say no, they said a different nusach on Taniyos than on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, al hashlishi su omer mishaonis Yoshua baGilgo hu yane eschem veYishma bekol tzaakoschem hayom hazeh. That's shofros, because this was talking about Yericho. And they were in Gilgal, and this was Yericho, which was through Shofros. So Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Trua. That's the bracha, or Trua Samo Bisro Barachamim is the whole Nusach. They ask why he says, Shishma Kol Tzarkaschem, Yane Eschem. He doesn't include himself. So some, the Grith has a Girsa Taka, Hu Yane Osonu, Vishma Kol Tzarkosenu. There's no Kash. He has a different Girsa. According to this Girsa, it's not that he's excluding himself. When you're being molded to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, then it's a problem that the Shliach Tzibur should say a nusach that doesn't include himself, because then it's like he's not thanking the Rabbanu Shel Olam, only you should thank him. But when he's saying that the Rabbanu Shel Olam should answer them, there's nothing wrong with him excluding himself. I think what it means is that the Shliach Tzibur is not saying the Rabbanu Shel Olam is going to answer in my zechus, he's going to answer in your zechus. Right? He's going to answer all of us, but in the zechus of the Rabbim, tzakaschem, or whatever, that's what I think why it's like that. Al Haraviyus Omer on the fourth bracha, which is really the third, but the fourth from when you start to be marich in the brachas, including Goal Yisrael. So the third of the new brachas is Mishonah Shmuel b'mitzvah Hu Yan Eschem V'Yishma Kol Tzakasum Ayom Hazeh Baruch Ato Hashem Shomei Atzaakam. Al Hachamishis Omer Mishonah Seliyo Bar HaKarmel Hu Yan Eschem V'Yishma Kol Tzakasum Ayom Hazeh Baruch Ato Hashem Shomei Atfilah. It's an extra Shomei Tefillah, aside from the Shomei Tefillah, the regular Shomei Tefillah in Shmoneh Esrei. Shishis Omer Mishonis Yona Mimei Hadoga. We have the Gerson Tzlichas Bimei Hadoga. But here it's Mimei Hadoga. Huyan Yashem Ishmo Kotzakas Mimase Bruchatu Hashem Haone Beis Sora. Alashvi Yisro Omer Mishonis David Vyashlomo Benobi Rushalayim. Huyan Yashem Ishma Bekotzakas Mimase Bruchatu Hashem Hamarachim Alaoritz. Tirashi. Zichronos Vishofros Kolapsukim. Sha'omrim Rosh Hashanah. Rashi learns that it's the exact same nusach as on Rosh Hashanah, and there are other nuschos, and nuschos from the Gaonim of what they said by a tainis, and it's not exactly like Rosh Hashanah. It's more made to fit the tainis. El Hashem Batzorosali, Kulam Heim Mizmorim. They're all Mizmorei Tehillim. That what's it called, that centered around those Mizmorim, we make these brachas. The Omer Chos Mehen, I'll call parsha. On each parsha, you say the mizmor, you marich the inyan of the mizmor, and then you end it with a bracha. Acher zichronos, chasima zichronos. The acher shofros, chasima shofros. The chain acher kula, me'ein ha-parsha kin meforish ba'azel. And you end the bracha similar to what the parsha is talking about. Al harishonah, the pam rishonah hu omer mishonah l'avron, the goel yisrael ha-yamaschi, l'harich. In the bracha, the regular bracha of Goel Yisrael, they added into that bracha. They started to elongate the brachas there. And then they added six new brachas. The Omer Lekulon, sheish brachas. And then after that, they added six more. Al Hashniyah, Zuhi bracha Rishonah, so sheish brachas. The second one is really the first of the six. Kidamrina Bigmara, the Hayech de Goel Yisrael, Zuhi bracha Asma, so Shmon Esrei. Goel Yisrael is not a new bracha. That is one of the brachas of Shmon Esrei. But that's where you started to be mosif the six new brachas. The Einamos and Sheish, not one of the six. El Shaboh Hayamaschul Ahosif for the Harich Al Zichrono, so Omer, Zochra and Ishkachos, and then after Goel Yisrael, you started with Zichrono, Shofros, and the other four. The Al Shofros Shomea Trua, the Hishniya Leminyona, the Al El Hashem, Batsarasi Li, the Hushlishis Leminyon Sheish, Shomea Tzaaka. Right, fits with El Hashem Batsarosali, so fits the bracha Shomea Tzaaka. Shlishi, and then the other ones, the Chen Kula. Mishonis Avosinu al Yamsuf, Lefichach Omra Bizichronos. Why do you mention Yamsuf by Zichronos? Lefichach Yisrael, Nishkoch in Mitzrayim, because Klai Yisrael have forgotten in Mitzrayim, Tamashonim. They thought they were forgotten. Vinishyai Shuman Agula, they gave up hope. Vizochram Hamokom, the Rabban Shem remembered them. So it fits with remembrances. The fact that they were saved, and the culmination of the saving was Kriyas Yamsuf. The Golem, the Sivu, Esker is Brisi. Uveshofros Hayomer, Mishonis Yoshua Bagilgo. Vishanena Bishofros, Biericho. Because when they were in Gilgal, that was when they were, when they circled Yericho, with Shofros. The Zelba Ocho Yisro Bagilgo. The Elio Bahara Carmel, Kineged Esa Enei Al Hehorim. He went up to Harga Carmel, and he, what's it called, proved that the Baal was false. And he killed the Nevi'ei Abal, so that fits with Esau'einai Alehorim. Put your eyes to the mountains, is the mountain, the Harakarnam. The Chen Kulam Lefi Inyan HaMizborim. All of them, the final bracha fits the theme of the Mizmor. Elio Nene Barakarnam, Me'ein Esau'einai Alehorim. Shmuel B'mitzvah, Dichsivei Kroi, Me'ein El Hashem Batsarosali. Shmuel was answered in Mitzvah, and that's similar to the Mizmor Hashem Batsarasi Lianeni, that the Rosh answered me Batsara. Mimei Hadoga, Me'ein Mimamakim Krasich Hashem. It's very similar to the theme in Mimamakim. I call you from the depths. You can't get more in the depths than being in the belly of a whale. Va'ona Be'isora, Shekein Ksi B'yona Karasi Mitzorali. U'v'shmuel Ksi V'yizak El Hashem. Shmuel cried out to Hashem, so therefore says Shomei Atzaaka. U'b'Elio Ksi Aneini Zutfila. So therefore, what's it called? Each of the brachas fit the theme and the lashon of the mizmor. The al hashviis, meforish b'gemara my shviis. What is the seventh one? Meaning the sixth one of the new ones, and the seventh one including Goal Yisrael. Mishaonah David, vayihi rovi me David, shalosh shanim, shana achar shana. It was a famine, and the Rabban Shem answered David HaMelech and brought food. Ushlomo, when did he answer Shlomo? Shichnis ha'orim veis kodesh hakadoshim. When he brought the Aron to Kodesh HaKadosh, and the gates closed up, and it wouldn't permit him to go in. And he had until he said, Su Sharm Rosheichem, Yavo Melech HaKavot, right, and he went to the Rabban Shalom, and he said, the Bavur David Avdecha, right? The schus of David, and then they opened up. So that was when the Rebbe Shlomo answered Shlomo. Inami rov kia ba'aretz. In Malachim, Shlomo HaMelech said that people will come to the Beis HaMikdash and daven if there'll be a famine or whatever. It's referring to that. Leficha chosei marachim ha'aretz. Shehem ispalo Eretz Yisrael. Right? They daven for Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo and David. And that sixth bracha revolves around the mizmor of Tfila La'ani Kiyato. Right? And when there's no rain, everybody's aniyim. Right? There's no parnosa. Uksi beba he atzer shomayim.